Hello, Steve Ashley here with the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. It being summer, the evenings are long and the nights filled with activity, which has been a great inspiration in Tin Pan Alley. Today's Hot Pipes features just eight of the more memorable songs celebrating the night. One of the great showpieces from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, I Could Have Danced All Night, featuring the fabulous New York Paramount Wurlitzer in the most musical hands of Ashley Miller, from his 1963 Showtime LP released on the Command label in the USA. That was the last commercial recording made on that Wurlitzer before the theatre was closed and gutted. From a name well known in theatre organ circles to one not so well known, Jim Orcutt, who to my knowledge released very little throughout his career. At the time of this recording, he was the staff organist on the Robert Morton in the Christian Crusade Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, an instrument located, restored, and installed by Lauren Whitney from Glendale, California. This is a 1924 ballad that Jimmy Dorsey subsequently turned into a big band hit, June Night. ¶¶ June Night, Jim Orcutt playing the Robert Morton in the Christian Crusade Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma. In 1924, Cole Porter provided the music for the Ethel Merman blockbuster musical Anything Goes. 5 of the 11 songs became standards. You're the Top, I Get a Kick Out of You, Blow Gabriel Blow, the title song Anything Goes, and this wonderful melody, All Through the Night, not to be confused with the Welsh Christmas carol of the same name. From a radio transcription disc, this is Dick Liebert, probably playing the Wurlitzer in New York's Radio City Broadcasting Studio. Two years previously, in 1932, Cole Porter provided the music for another show, Gay Divorce, which was made, of course, into the Astaire Rogers musical The Gay Divorcee in 1934. The only song to survive the transition to celluloid was Night and Day, with the remainder of the film score being provided by songwriters Con Conrad and Harry Revel. Stan Kahn and Ralph Wolf included the song on their Anything Goes CD that I co-produced in 1995. This is Stan playing the Wurlitzer in the San Gabriel Civic Auditorium and Ralph Wolf on grand piano. It's unusual for Japanese repertoire to enter the realms of theatre organ, but George Wright did just that with his Flight to Tokyo LP that was released in 1959. Okay, so the rest of his selections were of Tin Pan Alley or classical origin, leaving China Nights as the single nod to Japan. The organ was the ex-Oriental Chicago Wurlitzer, then in the studio of Hi-Fi Records owner Richard Vaughan.
Thank you.
The Haunting Melody of Deep Night from the creative talents of Rudy Valley and Charlie Henderson in 1929, interpreted for the Seattle Paramount Theatre Wurlitzer by Dick Schrum in 1966. The incredibly ornate Paramount was opened in 1928 as the Seattle Theatre, complete with that Wurlitzer, which had a suitably ornate console to match the surrounding decor. The theatre was refurbished in the early 1990s and still contains its original theatre pipe organ, which is still used for silent movie presentations. Staying with the Paramount theme, the Oakland Paramount gave up its original Wurlitzer in the 1970s, and the instrument became the core of the enlarged Paramount Music Palace organ in Indianapolis. Bill Vlasic was one of the house organists there from its opening in 1979 until its closure in 1995, during which time he recorded 7 albums. From his last, Music, 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 released in 1996, comes this track of The Loveliest Night of the Year. To close, it's back to one of the great dance hits of the 1920s by Lou Brown, Last Night on the Back Porch. The artist is Barry Baker, recorded in concert on the organ with which he was the most familiar, the residence Wurlitzer of the Wehmeyer family in Cincinnati, Ohio, and subsequently released on CD. Thank you. Gary Baker and the Wiemeyer Wurlitzer. I know I've said this before, but what a huge loss this creative talent was to the theatre organ world when he decided to focus on the piano. Barry now works for Kauai as a demonstrator and concert artist. Before I go, a quick reminder about my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find links to concert information around the world and a new sales section featuring CDs produced by myself, including historic tracks from three great artists, John Seng, Dudley Bevan and Sidney Torch. I'll be back next week with another slightly different show. Until then, have an enjoyable summer week, but don't forget to tune in at the same time on this same station. This is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now.